Well, welcome Reality of Wrestling fans to another exciting edition of Reality Wrestling Report presented by HWT Network. You can find us on Twitter at HWT Podcast. We are covering October 5th's episode of Reality of Wrestling. So let's dive right into our post show for the October 5th episode.
Previously on Reality of Wrestling.
Well, to start the evening out, we had Rockstar Robbie taking on Ashton Jacobs, and we actually are blessed to have the Rockstar himself, the winner of the match, coming on the show tonight. So, Robbie, we appreciate you taking some time with us.
Oh, man, I'm glad to be on here, man. You guys doing okay?
We're doing great.
Fantastic now that we got a Rockstar on the show.
Yeah, we got a party just like me. Come on now, we got to turn up the mood here.
Now, you had the big victory to start the night off. How'd that all go down for you?
Well, pretty much in a nutshell, I dropped him on his head, dropped him with the crescendo, 1, 2, 3, bada bing, bada boom. That's all she wrote.
You're on a current win streak. Can you tell us a little bit about this win streak you're on?
You know, I've been having a little bit of issues, you know, ever since. You know, with Strike and I, we've been having some issues here and there. You know, she's kind of trying to do her own thing, and you know, my mind hasn't been right. You know, I've let the women get to my head just a little too much, but I'm bouncing back. I'm coming back on my little win streak. You know, I'm the first ROW heavyweight champion, and I'm got my eyes focused on the mysterious Q and that little belt of his. So I'm going to come back for that.
That's usually how it happens, is you get these women out there and it starts going downhill from there.
Yeah, well, women destroy everything, you know, and I've known that for a while, and I just let this cute little blonde get to me, and, you know, it just bit me in the ass a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would it take for Rockstar to take on Mysterious Q?
Well, we got a little show coming up this Saturday, you know, at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex, and I'm actually going to be showing the world exactly why I deserve to be the number one contender for the Reality of Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. You know, Mysterious Q, he's going to be going against Bob Hardcore Holly, and you know what, I really don't even care if Mysterious Q retains the title or if Bob Hardcore Holly takes the title from him. You know, I actually think I can beat them both, to be honest with you. So, long story short, I'm coming back for my title. That's it.
Well, thanks again. You might watch out because you might get someone named Stevie Ray knocking on your door.
You know, Stevie Ray, he likes to call himself the manager of champions. You know, he does have a nice little collective group of guys. You know, we got, what is it, Raj Singh, you know, Ryan Davidson, and Steel, too, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, if the money's right, why not?
Yeah, and who knows, you may be joining, you could call it the band, and, you know, you got the rock star, and throw some other members in there.
You know, I for some strange reason, I think Ruthless Ryan Davidson would be fantastic on a tambourine.
Well, we've actually maybe talking to him later on, so we could ask him about that.
Yeah, I think you should. I think that'd be great for him.
Well, where can fans of Reality Wrestling find the Rockstar on social media?
On social media, guys, you can check me out on Instagram at RockstarRobbie87, on Twitter as well at RobbieG_ROW. Check out all of my goings on in and out of the ring, as well as some of my awesome the folks over at Panther Sports Nutrition, my sponsor, so go ahead and check them out as well.
We'll definitely have to do that, and we look forward to having you on the show later on and maybe contending for the belt.
It most definitely, you know, I think that's going to be happening sooner rather than later, so stay tuned.
All right, well, rock on, Robbie.
Rock on, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, the next match of the evening was Brian Keith versus Sergey Volkov.
Now, it was another exciting victory for Brian Keith over Team Internationale.
Yeah, he's been racking the victories. He's going to run out of people to go through on your team there, Jacob.
Yeah, it's another disappointing loss. It seems like they just can't collect themselves together.
And then after the match, there was kind of a little brawl between Adrian Cresciano and Sergey.
Yeah, Sergey walks off. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this as episodes come forth.
Yeah, definitely. And then the final match of the night, we had Ruthless Ryan Davidson versus the Pride in the ladder match for the television title. And we have the champion on the line right now, Ruthless Ryan Davidson. Thank you for being on the show.
Normally most people would say, thank you for having me. But quite frankly, why would you not want me on your podcast? So with that, I say you're welcome.
Awesome. How does it feel to wake up as a champ?
I don't know. How does it feel to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It feels fantastic, and so is being the television champion. See, the one thing is that the Pride, he calls himself the Pride. He takes a lot of pride in being crazy and jumping off of cages and going through fire and, I don't know, a tank full of piranhas. I don't know, whatever. This guy's absolutely insane, and he's tough as nails, but he apparently took a lot of pride in getting his ass kicked in the ladder match, and, of course, I am the new Reality Wrestling Television Champion.
Now, we got to see your guys' match at Summer Champions iPay-Per-View. How did that compare with the ladder match of last week?
You know, it's a different element. It was a different ball game, obviously, when you have a no-holds-barred match in Summer of Champions, of Reality Wrestling's first iPay-Per-View. It's such a big stage. In my opinion, it's the biggest stage we have yet, even though it just goes to show that our shows get better and better and better. So, once again, it was a different element. But, you know, ladder matches are nothing to joke with, man. And, if you watch the ladder match, if you go ahead and actually paid attention to it, you can definitely agree with me.
Yeah, and I think Stevie Ray's kind of agreeing with you, too. It's nice to have a someone with a belt with him also.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people, these naysayers, it's funny, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, all this stuff, talking about, I couldn't win without Stevie Ray. I couldn't be a champion without Stevie Ray. You know, the only reason why I'm champion is because Stevie Ray. Well, I wouldn't say it's the only reason, but it's definitely a big reason. Freaking morons. I mean, why would you not want some expert tutelage from a multi-time champion in the professional wrestling business? I mean, it makes zero sense to me, but... No, haters are haters, so that's just what it is.
Now, we have a question. Some people say maybe you're taking a little too far at times. You know, we have our good friend Brad Gilmore. He got assaulted by you, I would say, in the, past episodes. You just feel like maybe you're taking it too far at times?
Well, the Brad Gilmore, some people could call it assaulted. I just call it just putting him in place because obviously he's not a man. I mean, a real man would have, stand up to gravity. The guy flew, literally halfway across the arena when I shoved him. And, kind of just a little envious on the fact that his girlfriend is smoking hot and needs to be with a real man like me. So, yeah, I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it was a love tap, Jonathan. It really wasn't anything else other than that.
Now, the other thing we have to bring up, we had Rockstar Robbie on the show just a little bit ago and was talking about, maybe if he was forming a band. He said that you would actually be great on the tambourine.
I could play the tambourine. This is not even a lie. This went from, there was one drunk night back in 2011 where there was me. There was some Kiss in the background, and there was a tambourine nearby. And I'll leave it at that.
Now, Ruthless, did you beat up the Pride so much that he's going to have to wear that ugly, hideous red mask from now on?
I didn't really know if he was just watched too many Jason movies or thought that would actually be some sort of an intimidating aspect by wearing that to the ring. But, like I said, I don't think it was – I mean, I know my beatings have helped him with his ugliness, but quite frankly, if you looked at the guy – previously before my match and after my match, there's not really much I can do as far as making him uglier. So by all means, wear the mask because that's the way to float your boat, buddy.
Now, you kind of bashed on it earlier, but can any of the fans of Reality Wrestling find you on social media?
Absolutely. The nerds among can go ahead and find me either on Twitter at RDBear57. That was my college football number. Of course, they can find me on Facebook as Ruthless Ryan Davidson. They can even follow me on Instagram at RDBear57, just like my Twitter. And, it's not only And not only does it feel good to be a champion, but it just feels right. Once again, like the biggest travesty, you know, besides the Titanic and, you know, Ebola that's going on right now, is the fact that I haven't been a champion at Reality Wrestling. And it's very comforting to know that I know how hard it is to get to the top, and also know how hard it is to stay at the top. And as long as I am television champion, I will remind every single person that watches our product that Ruthless Ryan Davidson, flat out, bar none, is the best wrestler on television. Period. Mm-hmm.
And he's the best until he gets that world title, and that's when he drops.
Absolutely. Hey, that's always step number two, but you know, you gotta go ahead and start from somewhere. But absolutely, you know, Mysterious Q wouldn't even be a champion if he didn't have to go through me, because there's no way he would have handled somebody like Sergey Volkov or, you know, Carlito or Hardcore Holly coming up in the next show if it wasn't for somebody like me. So in that case, he's welcome for that too.
Well, I think your step two is a ways to go, but we'll see what happens down the future.
And step three, he's going to get the Diamonds Division belt, and he's going to hold all three at the same time.
I don't really care for the Diamonds Division. I'll just probably just hook up with one of them, and, you know, that's not really that hard to do.
Well,
totally kidding.
Ryan, we appreciate you being on the show and taking out some time of your evening, and we'll love to talk to you later on, see what you got going on.
Awesome, guys. You guys keep doing what you're doing, and you're welcome.
All right. Thanks, champ.
All right.
To finish off the show, you know, Reality of Wrestling has a live show coming up on Saturday, and so we bring Brad Gilmore back on. He broke the news about Hardcore Holly a couple weeks ago, and so we are glad to have him on as much as we can. Thanks again, Brad, for coming on.
Hey, guys. Thank you all for having me. It's always a pleasure.
What do we have to look forward to in the Reality of Wrestling?
Oh, man, there's just so much stuff going on. You know, Reality Wrestling is definitely, you know, continuing our trajectory in the world of sports entertainment. This Saturday, like you mentioned, we have our next live event, our next live series of television tapings at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex here in the Houston area. That's 16511 Diana Lane. Tickets are still available, but we have limited seating left. So you can go to realitywrestling.com to get your tickets. And also, you mentioned Hardcore Holly will be there, and the Boogeyman will be in attendance at this show. And you can actually get exclusive VIP meet and greet packages available for sale on realityofwrestling.com. I believe those are almost sold out as well, so you have to act fast. But as far as the action is going, guys, we talked about it the last time I was on the show. Hardcore Holly is being brought in by Stevie Ray on behalf of Stevie Ray's Incorporated to take out the Mysterious Q and try to bring back the Reality Wrestling Heavyweight Championship into Stevie Ray's hands. Now, Hardcore Holly has been saying he is going to take Q out with the Alabama Slam, and he's going to rip the mask off of Mysterious Q, revealing his identity to the world. He just told me this on Twitter. You can go check it out on Twitter right now. So Bob Holly is coming in. I think, you know, if anybody in the world of wrestling can take out Q, as strong as Q is of a champion, we've heard stories about Bob Holly. We remember what he did in the Tough Enough days to Matt Capanelli or whatever his name was. I can't remember his name. You know, he's always had the reputation of being one of the toughest guys in the sport ever in the history of wrestling. So Q has a very tall order this Saturday at Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex.
All right, before we go, the Ryan Davidson, the Pride ladder match, where do you rank that as one of your top Reality of Wrestling matches?
Oh, wow. You know, that was really high up there for me. It was one of those things to where you realize how bad these two guys wanted it. Because if you think about the television championship, it is definitely the launching pad to get into the main event scene, like it was for Q, like it was for Volkov. You know, when you have that title, it's very prestigious. You know, Booker T, one of the greatest television champions of all time. So that match was such an awesome match to watch from ringside. And, you know, we saw both of these men put it all on the line. You know, Pride lost so much blood in the match. You know, he could barely even continue at the end. He lost so much blood. You know, he was fainting. He was passing out from all the blood he lost, but he was still trying to win that title. But unfortunately, and I do say unfortunately, Ruthless Ryan Davidson was able to capture that Reality of Wrestling television championship, and that's his first title he's ever held in ROW. So I do begrudgingly send a congratulations over to Ruthless Ryan Davidson for winning, and I know Stevie Ray's happy about having the television championship in his hands. Will he get the heavyweight title this Saturday? We'll have to find out. But before I go, I do also want to say that we have a brand new season of Reality of Wrestling that started this last Tuesday on Soul of the South Network. If you want to go to realityofwrestling.com, you can find out where that's playing in your area. It's in New York, Houston. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Soul of the South is everywhere. So make sure you go check that out too.
All right. Well, we appreciate you keeping us up to date with all the latest news, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
We'll be talking very soon, guys, because I heard a little birdie told me something the other day that I'm going to announce here on this show pretty soon. Big news for Reality of Wrestling.
That's what we like. We like breaking news.
Most definitely.
Well, thanks again, Brad, and we look forward to talking to you.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Y'all take care.
So, yeah, make sure that you have your tickets for Saturday. That seems like it's going to be an awesome event. Jacob, who you going to see, if you could, Hardcore Holly, or are you going to see the Boogeyman? Are you going to bring some worms or something?
I would love to eat some worms with the Boogeyman. So, remember, you can watch Reality Wrestling on the Cube in Houston area and locally or nationally on the Soul of the South. Check your local listings for that. You can also see clips of Reality Wrestling on their YouTube page, Reality of Wrestling, and make sure you check out their Facebook, The Official Row.
Yes, and make sure you follow us, HWT Podcast, on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you know, the whole list. We'd love to get feedback and just what you think of the show. And we will be here next week on Friday, hear another show, another recap, post-show, maybe even pre-show interview, all of it. Reality of Wrestling Report.